Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
Lisa Joaquini to the show for the very first time. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Good morning to you and the listeners of your radio.
Fantastic to have you on the show. Bizana Pondo Chiefs, not only winners of the Eastern Cape ABC Motsepe League, but champions of the ABC Motsepe League. Congratulations, sir. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's not as easy as that, though. winning a league of that magnitude. I mean, it was apparently when SAFA decided to call the status as it was at that time of the season. It was quite tight in the Eastern Cape, and you must have been relieved, I suppose, to be declared champions.
It was a great feeling. We're number one while the COVID before the COVID. Or national disaster, then we're declared champions of the Eastern Cape. While we an hour to complete the season, we then prepared ourselves saying, let's go for it, go for championship and nothing else. And really, we did.
Well, it's an absolutely fantastic performance. I mean, one has to, you know, look at where you were as far as the groups were concerned. I mean, we were drawn with Mangaung Unite, who have been regular contenders in the ABC Motsepe League finals, and Mikado from the Limpopo province. But you beat both of them and finished top of Group B.
Yeah, it was a tough group for us. It was the first attempt in the national playoffs. Mangaung and then Mikado, you know, they have been there for some time. Mm. But a plus to us was that coach Sepo Mtsweneng also had an experience of the playoffs. He went twice with Tornado, and it was the third time consecutively with Pondo. And eventually, he led his team to the success.
But Pondo have been knocking on the door for a couple of years. As far as winning the ABC Motsepe League in the Eastern Cape is concerned. And you are the only representation from the Eastern Cape in the ABC Motsepe League. I'm from East London. So for me, it's fantastic, you know, to have a team from the Eastern Cape. I know Bizana's not close to East London, but still, it's the same province.
It is the same province. It was the third time in the ABC Motsepe League. The first attempt was sitting at number four at the end of the log tables. And we were runners-up to Tornado last season. Mm. According to our plan, it was this thing was supposed to be achieved in a space of 5 years, of which that has been met within the space of 3 years. A great achievement to us as a Pondo and to the community of Bizana, because if you have been to the Eastern Cape, you will know that Bizana is one of the deepest rural areas, dusty, where the raw talent is. It then will draw the inspiration to other teams to say, if they can do it coming from the same villages, we can also do it. Mm.
The matches as far as the ABC Motsepe League finals were concerned were not easy. I mean, you said that yourself against Mangaung and against Mikado. And then you won the semi-final on penalties. You won the final on penalties. So obviously there's big match temperament within your team. I mean, the depth of the squad's fine, but the psychological side of the team also seems to be strong.
Can I please come again?
Now I'm saying the you had a penalty victory over Umvoti in the semi-finals, and then also penalties over Pretoria Kallies in the final, which means that your team not only plays well physically, but they also got good psychology.
Yeah, we have got a good structures that are supporting the teams. We have assembled the team where we deal with the psychological part of it, physio, conditioning, as well as the technical team, which really deals with the matters of the game, tie of the game. The boys have proven. In fact, it was more of a hunger than anything. They believed in themselves that it is only now that you must do it.
Well, as you've done it indeed. And Tsepo Mtsweneng, as you said, he had a good reputation with Tornado when he was coaching there. And he's also a former player, so he understands what it's like to be on the field of play. I mean, you look at the teams he's played for, both in the Premier League and in the First Division. And now coaching with your team. And the question we have to ask is, do you retain the coach?
Yes. Sepo Motsoeneng will remain our coach for the next coming season. He has done so well. If I can just share with you, we were sitting in the position number 6 with the previous coach, which I won't mention on the air. Then we employed Sepo in November last year. Mm. Since his inception, we have never lost a game. Instead of us losing 3 points, we only dropped 2 since November until the final day in Val. He has been talking win. He started this journey with an emphatic win against the Spears, who were in the competition by then, and kept the steady hand until the final match.
Mm. Well, that's a pretty impressive record.
Very impressive record. So the question of saying the retaining of the coach, it's not even, it does not even exist in the vocab.
James, say hello. It's a morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. And how are you?
I'm good. 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 2 big questions for you. The first one is your home ground. The second one is the contingency plan that you might have in terms of the brutal season that come. Are you ready for it? Because you'll be playing 2 games per week.
We are ready. We are ready. I must tell you, we'll have to add few of the players in those departments that need attention, just to strengthen the squad. We started in preparation for the tournament at the end of September, so I would say our preseason was very good because we take it as a preseason, including the tournament.
Okay.
I think we are at the same level and even more fit than the clubs that are waiting for the start of the kickoff.
Okay.
The second question was?
The first one, it was your home ground, yes. Are you going to play within the Alfred Nzo district, or are you thinking about Mthatha and Durban?
We wanted to keep the team within the region. Unfortunately, the fields that we have here do not match the standard of PSL. I've got Mount Elizabeth Stadium, it is turf. However, we have requested the PSL to come and do the inspection. There is also Tananani Stadium in Mount Mama Tatiel.
Yes.
We're also waiting for the inspection, and one in Tabankul. But now that PSL wanted us to confirm the venue, we asked them to give at least one a stadium, which we are in contact with the King's Elite Stadium in Durban.
Okay.
Yeah, because also Mthatha Stadium is being vandalized, but we are in talks with the municipality on that side.
Okay. 2 days back, you were hosted by the Honorable Mayor in terms of congratulating you. What are the plans of the municipality in making sure that Bizana Pondo Chiefs retain their status in the 2020-2021 season?
They are busy communicating with the contractor. The stadium here is under construction, but the progress was not as fast as we would have expected. I'm sure after now that Mayor has engaged the contractor, it is very possible that you will see progress as soon as possible. We are having a function today, a formal function, where they are receiving us in Wild Coast Casino, the Mayor and his their executive. They'll be taking us through a gala dinner, which we have incorporated our players award ceremony.
Ah, fantastic. That's brilliant. As far as the start of the new season is concerned, I see the PSL have been given both you and Pretoria Kellys an opportunity to go into the transfer market, which is open till the end of the month. But also you only play your first match on the 5th of December, while the other teams get underway next weekend. Is that enough time, or you have to make it, I suppose, enough time?
It's not enough But but what choice do we have? All we have to meet the deadline of registration. We are busy in talks and for finalizing the issues of contracts with our current players, which hopefully that by the end of the month we would have acquired those that we need of them.
Have you got some big names that you can tell us about, or are you going to leave that for now?
Let's leave it for now. The big name is Muzumela. It's our number one keeper. Ayanda was also alone, was on loan from Chase, Galas and Masbulele. We're hoping to retain them. We might even, we are engaging the Baroka FC in saying, bring us our boy on loan agreement. Hopefully that those talks will be concluded before the end of the week.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And as far as the travel is concerned, you know, how do you guys do? Do you fly out of Durban when you travel? I mean, obviously traveling to Durban, you have your bus, so you can against the KZN sides like Richards Bay and Utonkati and Royal AM, that shouldn't be too much of a problem. But if you go to Cape Town, do you fly out of Durban?
Yes, we will be using Durban for our flights in and out. Taking a bus from where we are to Durban, and then take a flight to Joburg and play against Turks, and we'll go to Cape Town to do the same thing.
That's one of the things that's quite interesting about the difference between the ABC Motsepe League in some regions. Like in the Free State, the travel would be a lot closer. But, I mean, for Bazana playing in the ABC Motsepe League, there was still quite a lot of far travel.
Yeah, between Bizana and Port Elizabeth, I think it's more than 700
k. Exactly.
So you are forced to go on a Thursday, especially if you are playing on Friday night. So you are forced to go on Thursday, sleep over, then you go play your game and sleep over, then you travel the next day. So 3 hours on the road, 3 days on the road. We are used to that. So Durban is much closer because from Bizana to Durban, you take about 2 hours, at most 2.5 hours.
Okay. And at least, you know, you got those three KZN sides to play against. And then there's 5 teams in Gauteng, which isn't also, you know, too far away, although from you to Durban to Gauteng, I suppose is also quite a big distance.
Yeah, when you're traveling with a bus, it will be tiring to the players. But I'm sure when using the flights, at least the thing is the time is between 40 and 45 minutes, then you arrive at your destination.
Exactly. It's going to be an interesting season. I mean, as I say, you start off with a match away against Tucks on the 5th of December, and then home against Sekhukhune United. But I mean, it's, you know, you have to play everybody in the league.
Yeah. Funny enough, on our preparations, Tucks was one of the teams that we played with and they are the first one to go. But it will be a nice game. It will be nice. They'll see a different point from what they have seen. And thanks to them, because they have prepared us for a war and eventually came out as winners. But they must, if they are on our way to fulfill this dream of playing the PFL, I suggest they must shift.
And what was the mandate to the coach speaking about the DSTV Premiership?
The mandate is to retain the status.
Okay.
We want just to retain the status. No relegation. We don't want to be there. If then and only then the win is that the league is won, that will be a plus to us. But as new as we are, we just want to have a feel, the taste, and be smart in us not conceding too many and retain the status. And then going forward, we'll see how things goes and what will be the next mission when we have the experience of the league.
The program on Vision View Sports Radio, we have a platform for 2 hours at the moment because of COVID regulations. Normally it's on a Friday for 3 hours, but we concentrate this show on the Glad Africa Championship every week. during the season. So, you know, if there are things that you need to, you know, if you want to do a launch or there's some specific news that you want to, if you want to come onto the station at any time, then, you know, just send us a WhatsApp and we can, you know, we can accommodate you at any time. But it is the platform for all the GLAAD Africa Championship sites, specifically on Vision View Sports Radio throughout the course of the season. So, you know, this is a platform specifically designed, has been for the last 3 years.
No, we would love that opportunity. We will we'll definitely, you won't miss anything that is happening within.
Fantastic. Well, you keep in touch with us and we'll keep in touch with you. And we wish stadiums, new players, organization, and of course, Tux on the 5th of December. And Mr. Chokwene, we thank you very much for being on the show. And yeah, we wish you and your players, your staff and the coaching, everybody, all the very best. And once again, congratulations on being ABC Motsepe League champions.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All the best.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.